Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm super excited today for a number of reasons. One is that I just got back to being live on the air again. We were out of, we were off the air, so to speak, for about 4 weeks, maybe five. So I apologize to those guests that were scheduled and didn't get to get up. We got you rescheduled. But here's the thing, folks. You know, as we go through our daily day, I have a business where we have a family-owned remodeling company here in Houston, Texas. And I just want to talk about something that, I want to see if other people are experiencing this. We have gotten so busy in our business that I put things aside. I set them aside thinking that I'll just get to it. Well, for those of you who listen to us all the time, you know that when I do my radio shows, I come away from it with a lot. It just makes me feel better. It just makes me more knowledgeable and allows me to help promote what other people are doing. But you know, kind of like in the Christian community as well, what do we do? Do we get too busy at times to continue going to church on a weekly basis or to read our Bible or to, you know, show a little bit of love or to serve others or to have a little bit more perseverance or maybe even some patience here and there? It's funny because I find that when you're in the groove, everything seems to work good. But when you overload yourself, you know, when you put more weight in the wheelbarrow than you can push, you know, we tend to realize sometimes, not as soon as we'd like to, but we tend to realize how important it is to allow the Lord to help carry the load. Okay, so for me, I decided that, you know, I'm going to get back on track, do my radio shows weekly, schedule it, balance it, and create a peace of mind for myself knowing that I'm going to do something that not only do I love to do, but allows me to help share other people's messages and what they're doing in their communities and in their surrounding areas, in their church, in their family, and in their jobs. But I got to tell you, it's easy to get off track. So one of the things I want to put out there to people today is what it is that you're doing to stay balanced. How long does it take for you to recognize you're out of your lane and becoming unbalanced? It's easy to do. It's so, so easy to do. And for myself, well, you know, I always say I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but it did take me a while to figure it out. And now that I have, I've made that commitment again. So what is it that you've been doing that you're not happy with? And how long is it going to take you to make that commitment to stick back to what you're supposed to do, what you wanted to do, to be the best for what you were created to do? So just a little bit of venting, maybe you could say. I'm just excited to be back on the air, excited to be back doing my Christian show. And, you know, we're going to be starting up our House Talk radio show as well. I've mentioned we have a family-owned business. We have a remodeling company here in Houston, Texas. So we're excited about that as well. And we have some other shows on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can check us out by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. And if you want to be a guest on one of our shows, just fill out the paperwork, click the link. It'll take you there. You can schedule your show to be available for you at your convenience. So let's get rid of some housekeeping, and we're going to bring up, I have two great guests. I always have great guests, but today's is a show that I'm super excited about. I got two guys that are coming on a show with two different stories, but I can tell you, it's going to change your life. It's going to change the way you think if you allow yourself to open up and listen. So anyway, my name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, where we are part of the Tough Talk Radio Network. We are every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Time. We've been doing this now going on 10 years. And super excited about the different things that have happened over the time. But if you want to connect with us, you can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter. You can dial into the show, ask questions, 347-989-1363. It's a live show. You can just dial into that number, 347-989-1363, and just listen. Plug it into your car radio as you're driving. Or you can also press number 1 on your phone once you dial in, and you'll be able to ask questions. You'll be on the switchboard, and we'll get you, the producer will get you up to, on the show to ask your questions. You can Facebook message us. There's a lot of ways you can get to us. I just hope you take the chance to connect with us, or at least listen to the show. Okay, so I got, as I mentioned, my first guest is a gentleman by the name of Philip DeLuca. Okay, he's a licensed clinical social worker, but he prefers to be called the UN Untalk therapist, or TM therapist. So as I'm reading this, it says you've heard of Dr. Phil. Well, he is Dr. UN. So I'm not going to give away all of his information because, you know, I like for people to tell us who they are. So without wasting any time, I want to bring Philip DeLuca up on the show. Phil, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Now, Phil, you know, I'm listening to your voice, and I spoke to you pre-show, and just by your voice, I know what part of the country you're from. But let's let everybody know where you're from, where you're calling in from.
Okay, well, I'm originally from New York City, but I've been in Charlotte, North Carolina for 40 years, so I still have, they tell me, a little New York accent. It's like a bad rash. I just can't get rid of it.
and rightfully so. Some things you want to hold on to.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the New York accent. I consider myself a domesticated Yankee because we could be a little too much in your face, you know, that's to survive up north. So I've mellowed out a lot through the years.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in the South, Texas and Mississippi and Louisiana for the last 23 years, and my wife, who is from this area, she has made me a different person as well. So, and it's not a bad thing.
Yes, yes.
So, Phil, I mentioned in your bio, in your introduction, that you're a licensed clinical social worker. So what I like to do is I like people to find out a little bit about you. So can you take us down the road to what got you to become known as Dr.
Well, I graduated from graduate school, clinical social worker, in 77, and I was specialty was couples. But I was having a lot of problems with the conventional communication approaches, which were popular then and are just, if not more popular now. They've been absorbed into the culture. What I found, you know, and what they are, they're left over from the 60s. Hang it all out. Let it all hang out. And basically, it's always be honest and open about your anger. Repressed anger kills. No secrets. Tell them what you feel. It's your thoughts and feelings at all times. And never go to bed mad at each other, or you're running from the problem, which is probably the worst of all of those techniques. So anyway, I was using them and finding out it was making my couples more conflictual and rather than less, and I was using it in my own personal life, same kind of thing. At the same time, I was going through some stress from my own personal problems and application of these ineffective approaches, and I was getting some autoimmune diseases. So I was like, what's going on here? From all the stress. So I started researching into health, and I found out that all health issues are related to inflammation. No inflammation, no health issues, no illnesses. And so when I was looking closer at it, when we get upset, the fight-or-flight response kicks in. It's an inflammation of the body. The body's inflamed. Heart pumps up, blood vessels and lungs expand 1,200%, adrenaline, cortisol, floods the body, so we're in a very stressful, inflamed place. Well, the science says inflamed body, inflamed mind. If we have inflamed mind, we have inflamed thoughts. And so I figured, well, if we have inflamed thoughts, that means we must have inflammatory words and communication. Since inflammation causes disease in the body, could inflammatory words be causing diseased relationships? So what did I see? I saw people would be getting in touch with their feelings at the moment, vomiting on them. I call it regurgitation communication now. They'd vomit it out on the other party. And what you'd see was conflict, despair, loss of love, caring, stress, all of these bad things. And I started observing that when people were using this, they were spiraling into what I came to call the dead zone. That's a place where there's no love or caring left. So even if you fix it and fix the problems, there's no caring left. So why bother? People just move on. So what I discovered was that the communication approaches, which I just mentioned, express yourself approaches, don't work. And research shows they only have a 10 to 15% success rate. So they don't work. Not only that, they increase the conflict to the point that a lot of situations that can be fixed become unfixable because of the heightened inflammatory state that they put relationships in. In addition, they're highly toxic to people's health. Expressing your episodic anger outbursts, now the science shows that for 2 hours after you release this anger, your heart attack and stroke rate goes up 500%. And chronic relationship stress increases that same heart attack and stroke risk up to 2,000% and cancer 3,000%. So it causes autoimmune disease, obesity, diabetes, increases diabetes risk. I mean, it goes autoimmune, it goes on and on and on. So what I discovered was, what I came up with was a way to keep people from spiraling, change their direction from spiraling into the dead zone, and an alternative to conventional communication approaches. And I might add also that conventional communication approaches, speak your mind, be in touch with your anger, deal with it now before you get calmer and can think it through, are also anti-God. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-biblical. So not only do they destroy our relationships and our health, but they hinder, if not destroy, negate our relationship with God. So they're a lose-lose-lose situation all around.
You know, it's very interesting you say that. I wrote something down that said, don't go to bed mad. I've heard that for a long time, and I'm one of them guys that I'm one of them people, I gotta get through it before I can give up on it. So is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Oh, it's really bad. Basically, a lot of times it does work because people don't go to bed mad at each other. They don't go to bed. They argue about it all night. The next day, then they have these long text wars, 20 or 30 pages of these huge texts, and it goes on for days. So listening is, it used to be, I'm 66, when I was growing up, it said, think before you speak. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
That message, think before you speak. Well, then along the 60s came, and then it was let it all hang out. Now it's let it all hang out and then think about it. And the science now says that doesn't work. It's impossible for us to do that and have a constructive outcome. Because one of the things that happens when the fight or flight response kicks in, we've got two parts of our brain we want to focus on, the front thinking brain, which I call our genius brain, abstract learning, music, spirituality, love, that's where our relationship with God comes from, our prayer life, and our back part of our brain behind our ears, which is known as the amygdala, our survival brain we share with the lower life forms, and I call our crocodile brain because we turn into man-eating or woman-eating crocodiles, predators. And what happens, there's a switching unit in between that called the hypothalamus. And what happens is when the body perceives a threat, now it's very bad at perceiving real from imagined, big from small threats, so it tends to overreact 99% of the time. It switches, the hypothalamus switches blood from the front of our brain to the back of our brain, and up, the science now says up to 75% of the blood flow gets rerouted. So the front of the brain falls asleep. We can't use our thinking brain. And it gets rerouted to the back of our brain, which becomes the Hulk in the seat of our base appetites. Our passions now are on fire, basically, with no way to moderate it. So when that happens now, get in touch with your anger. So this is a dark, bleak, doom, gloom mindset. It's you versus me. Only the thing that matters is survival at the moment. And so I'm going to take you down if I go down, if I go down myself. If you ever seen somebody who 1 minute was calm, and the next minute somebody got upset over something because somebody didn't put the dish in the dishwasher the right way, it's like an alien takes over their body. You notice the change? It's like, what a creature took over. And then they laugh about something, they get calmer, and the alien leaves. So that's the two parts of the brain in control of the body. And when the front brain is in control, you see them cooperative, wanting to resolve stuff, laughing, lovable, nurturing. When the back part of the brain kicks in, we get combative, contentious, and conflict-seeking. So that's why when they're upset, the other party's upset, everything that you say, they twist and distort into pretzels and clobber you with it, because they're not, when we're in our crocodile brain, we're not looking for conflict resolution. We're looking for conflict. So here's the problem. I'm in my crocodile brain. I'm in my genius brain looking to resolve stuff, talk it through. You're in your crocodile brain looking for conflict. So everything I say is going to be twisted and distorted and jujitsu'd by you so that we get into conflict. Now, let's apply this to Christianity, the Christian message. Christ is what? Warm, loving, caring, self-control, humble. What's the Antichrist position? Arrogant, cold, hard, selfish, volatile, no self-control. That's what we get when we get into this crocodile brain. We're volatile, irrational, prideful, cold, hard, no self-control, no self-awareness. So we're in an anti-Christ position. When we're in our front brain, we're calm, loving, warm, in control, self-aware, compassionate, loving, humble. So that's a Christ-like position. So the conventional communication approaches encourage crocodile brain activation. Get in touch with it. It's your right to be there. Don't wait till you get Christ-like. Act on it now while you're in an anti-Christ position. So conventional approaches basically allow God's enemy to take over us. And we're now saying, we may be reading the Bible, but we're saying we look up from reading the Bible and we say some horrible things to the other party, or we glare at them. We just said no to Christ and yes to the devil, or however you want to conceptualize an anti-Christ position. So these are highly destructive. This has been a very destructive model for over 50 years. And the sad part about it is it's so easy to fix. So I came up with a 5-step approach to fix it, like ending the argument immediately. And the same thing happens with the kids. The application applies to the kids. Always talk to your kids. Well, you know, if you've had kids, when they're upset and you try to talk to them, they're going to twist everything around if they can and pull you in, so you're both screaming at each other. Right? You give
that's
them
correct.
All your power to talk. Yeah, so that's been another hustle that doesn't work. Always talk to your kids. Well, if they're in an uncooperative crocodile brain mode, that's the worst thing you can possibly do. So anyway, this thing has been destructive on every level, and it's 50 years old in the science. The science now says you can't communicate constructively when you're upset because you don't have the ability. In front of your brain, it's like falling asleep on a limb. You can't walk with a leg that has no blood flow. You got to wait till the blood comes back. Well, why are we encouraging people to communicate when they only have half a brain operating? We've lost 75% of the blood flow to the front part of the brain. You can't access. Be calm. You know, all these rules you come up with, we give people to use when they're upset. Don't get in your face. Don't use hostile gestures. Stay in the present. Make good eye contact. We can't do that It's impossible to do that when we're upset because that part of the brain, the front brain that does all that, it's fallen asleep. If you've ever been upset and heard yourself having this internal dialogue going on, now stay calm. No, I don't want to stay calm. Yes, this is going to have bad consequences. No, I want it right now. That's actually the two parts of the brain talking to each other, and you're hearing the conversation. You're following the thoughts. Now, as stress keeps rising and hypothalamus keeps switching blood from the front to the back brain, what occurs is what I call crocodile hijack. The science name of it is called amygdala hijack, where the back brain takes over the whole brain and then takes over the body, which is connected through the autonomic nervous system to 90% of the organs, heart, liver, lungs. So the back brain jacks us up. The front brain calms those same organs down. Blood pressure decreases, heart rate slows up, breathing slows up, etc. Digestion starts again. So if you've ever been in that place and then that crocodile brain hijack occurs, people will say things like, it's like words, when I get to this point, it's like words coming out of my mouth, but I can't stop them. It's like I'm observing a film of my life unfolding in front of me, but there's nothing I can do about it. Have you ever been there at that place where you've had that hijack occur?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Phil. In the beginning of the show, I was talking about how excited I was to be on the show and how this show always has a message to me. I don't know whether my wife called you and gave you this information, but I called it being a Gemini. I got two different personalities. So at the age of 62, I think I'm guilty.
Yeah, that's and you know, the whole system has encouraged us to, that's normal. Get in touch with your anger, deal with it now.
Yeah.
That's a big lie. That is one big lie. The science now says, brain science, neuroplasticity, epigenetics, the fight or flight response, the whole thing says, wait a minute, we can't do that. It's highly destructive on all the levels we mentioned. So, and the sad part is, I see people coming to me all the time where we've been to five counselors, we've been going through this 10 years, nothing's worked, and I can fix it and help them fix it in 2, 3, 4, 5 sessions. We can get them on a good track and getting love back in the relationship. It's that easy to fix. You know, to use the medical model, if you have a virus, but you're giving somebody an antibiotic, then it's not going to work. But if you give them an antiviral agent, suddenly they start getting better very quickly. You know, so the conventional communication approaches are like using leeches and bloodletting from the Middle Ages, when actually an antibiotic would work quite fine and quite quickly. So if you want, I could give you a real brief solution on how to fix it, if you're caught up in
Let's do this first. As I'm posting stuff up on Facebook, you know, there's a website, letstalkmorelove.com, and you'll learn a lot more. And what I've seen on that website too is you can take the quiz, okay, and you know, you can also connect and get together with Phil on this stuff. But yes, I'm very curious on how to fix it, because all joking aside, I struggle with that. I mean, you know, there's times when I'm angry and don't even know why, and then like it goes away, and you know, I just it's
very easy thing.
I guess what we teach ourselves, you know.
Yeah, I call it untalk therapy, because I people how not why and how not to talk when they're upset, and I call it untherapy because I teach people. I walk people through the skill set so they fix their own problems and don't need Dr. Phil in the future or any Dr. Phils. So that's why I call it untalk, untherapy. Now, I want to make this – I'm going to give you a brief overview, but I want to give this offer to your listeners. If you go to my site, I have a take the Dead Zone quiz. See how you come out on that. But regardless, sign up for my free webinar. It's going to be a 50-minute webinar. It's going to have about 150 PowerPoints. I use masks, I use all different props, and it's called Stop Your Fighting Tonight, an introduction to untalk therapy, and start getting your love back. So if you sign up for that, I will show you how to stop fighting the minute you finish that 50-minute webinar. You will have the skills to snuff that out right there and start back communicating effectively and getting your love back. Okay?
Yeah, so I'm on your site. Let me mention that site. It's letstalkmorelove.com. And I'm looking for how I can sign up to that webinar. And I'm not seeing it. I'm sure it's right in front of me. But for those that are having the same struggle, Phil, what tab are we going under?
Let me see here. I hadn't looked at the site recently, and my the person who's running it may have made some changes. Let's see here. Take the quiz. Let's go take the quiz.
I got to take the quiz. Let's see. I clicked on that, start the quiz, but I was looking for the webinar that you're going to be doing tonight so that we can, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that will admit it, and a bunch of them won't, but this is something that I think everybody needs to go through. I think everybody should take the quiz. Five questions and learn more about yourself, because you can't improve yourself unless you understand what you're doing wrong, and you can't do that unless you understand what the opportunities are to change yourself around. So what is the name of the webinar?
It's called Stop Your Fighting Tonight, an introduction to Stop Your Fighting Tonight, an introduction to Untalk Therapy. Stop Your Fighting Tonight, Esterick, How to Get Your Love Back, an introduction to Untalk Therapy. Let me see. I don't know. They made some changes on here. I apologize. I have to see what they did with it.
That's no problem. I'm telling you, I'm going to be looking for it, because I think it's something that, I like to post it out there so people can do it. And learn more about how they can, you know, in today's world, that's probably a whole nother month of shows, today's world, right? But there's a lot of people that would like to get better, but they don't know how, you know, where to go to do it. And so I don't know what they can do, but I just think that a webinar is helpful, and it's helpful for them because they can hide, listen, and decide whether or not they should reach out to you. Now, let me ask you, Phil, do you work with people on this? Is there programs that you have?
Oh, yeah.
Tell people about
counseling.
That.
Well, if people would like, if you have a church or an organization or a group you'd like me to come out and do a retreat, a talk, I'd be glad to do that. And that would be a fun exercise and a learning exercise, too. But let me tell you about the five steps. Yeah, I apologize for that. They made some changes to the site recently, and clearly they either left it off or put it somewhere that I can't seem to find. My apologies for that. When I find
not
out,
a problem.
You...
Yeah, because
okay.
What we're going to do is, if people out there have questions or want to get in touch with you, they'll just reach out to me. At info@toughtalkradionetwork. I'll do a personal introduction, but go ahead, tell us the five things, because, you know, on these shows, we run out of time fast.
Yeah, okay. So we've got five steps I came up with. One, see it. So see this process going on. Let me ask you, can you tell when you're getting upset? Do you have some physical sign? I'm going to walk you through this, okay? Do you have some physical sign that, Kate, what is it? Is your heart pumping harder? Can you feel your blood rushing to your veins? What might it be?
Well, my whole facial expression changes.
Okay.
You know, I'm agitated. I guess you could say my blood pressure runs up. Yes, sir.
Okay. My stomach starts knotting up a certain way. People tell me, some people will say I get tunnel vision. Their thinking turns to mush. Whatever that sign is, all right, you're still in your front brain control, but your crocodile brain is about to take over. So what I want you to do, this is a skill. Ultimately, you want to be able to be around the other party and stay in control. but people can't do that because they don't have the skill. So what I encourage people to do is get away from the other party before they make that sarcastic comment or give them that look or point that finger or say something nasty or ugly. Now, when you get away, you got to get away from. I want you to go to another room, another part of the house, go for a walk, close the door if it has a door, because you want a barrier there to calm your brain down, your crocodile brain down. You want to let them know to stand down. There's no imminent threat. You're not about to be eaten, okay? So stand down, and now step one, see it. Step two, disrupt that negative pattern, so get away. You need a pause switch. What's your pause switch? Step three, now we got to detox those chemicals that are floating around in your mind and in those negative thoughts, the rumination, the desire for spite, the hatred, the negativity. And you also want to detox those chemicals in your body because it's made for a fight or flight. It's made to move. If you go out to your car and you put your foot on the accelerator and the brake, you're going to have some major problems with that car. But that's what we do when we get upset and we don't physically move. We're basically cooking the inside of our body because those chemicals are just recycling and doing a lot of damage. So if you can, I know a lot of times we can, it's night, it's late, we're in a car, you can't move. But if you can, go for at least a walk, if nothing else. All right? But if you're not, go to your room. And now you have to detox those chemicals. Well, the science says there's a lot of things that will detox those chemicals. They're called the feel-good chemicals, the endorphins, the dopamine, the serotonin, the oxytocin. All right? That's like water on a fire. So what gets you to calm down? Comedy will do it. Comedy is the number two detoxer. Calming music, touch, pet your dog, start a gratitude journal, write down, and this is a really tough thing to do, but real effective. Force yourself to write down three things you like about the other party. You know, they're a hard worker. They took care of me when I was sick. Whatever it is, you're forcing the blood away from the back of the brain. You're rerouting it to the front of your brain. That's what you want to do. You want to force the blood from the back of the brain to the front of the brain. Because one of the things that occurs, now we know from the science, is called neuroplasticity. The brain, now we know, grows throughout our life, and it grows and shrinks our neurons, our brain cells and synapse connections, based on our thoughts. So what that means is if we're having, it only takes minutes. So what that means is if we're stuck in this chronic ruminating negative mindset, what do you think is going to happen to the brain? Let me ask you that question, Joe. What do you think is going to happen to the brain?
Well, you're probably going to calm down. Yeah.
If you're stuck in this negative, ruminating thoughts where you can't let them go and you hold on to things, the front brain shrinks and the back crocodile brain grows. It becomes stronger. Huh. It's like working out. You're doing a bench press with your back part of your brain and the front is getting flabby. And so what happens is it grows over time, and it causes everything to get more progressive. That's why triggers are quicker to go off. They argue quicker. They're more intense. They take a longer time to get over because this whole thing is in a feedback snowballing loop. And holding on to grudges is like taking a poison for the body. So when you're sitting there not forgiving people, a lot of people see it as a badge of honor. Yeah, I haven't forgiven people in years. What they're doing is take the science now is unequivocally shows that what they're doing is they're taking a poison for their body. Every day they have those thoughts. It's like drinking arsenic, a little more arsenic, and you're slowly poisoning their body because it's causing all of these physical and health changes in the health of their cells and their body, increasing stroke rate, cancer rate, autoimmune, diabetes. How we hold on to fat. They took two groups of people. Well, they took one group of ladies, and they fed them a diet and stress, and there wasn't any stress. And then they took the same group of ladies, and they subject them to stress, gave them the same amount of food, and they gained 50% more weight just under being under stress. So stress changes the way we metabolize food and deposit fat. It affects our blood sugar level, which means it increases diabetes risk. It even increases Alzheimer's risk. And Alzheimer's is growing at an exponential rate. It's the number three killer in America. They're saying by the year 2030, over a million people a year will be dying from it, more people than cancer and heart attack together. And in the last three out of four, Alzheimer affects three out of four women over men, so it affects women at a much higher rate. And over the last 20 years, Alzheimer's for women has grown by 600%. 600%!
Wow.
That's an enormous number for the most debilitating of all illnesses. And there's no cure for it, and there's only prevention. So you really don't want to get Alzheimer's or lay the groundwork for it to occur, because they call it type 3 diabetes now. It's an inflammation of the body and the mind. So by holding on to grudges and not forgiving and illuminating all these negative thoughts, you are setting your body up for an enormous number of health problems. Premature aging by 9 to 17 years, for one, is another one. That's another frightening statistic. Also, you know, it's anti-biblical. Forgive 7 times 70. Blessed be the merciful, for they shall have mercy. Father, forgive us as we forgive those. So forgiveness by the Father is conditional on how we forgive others. So there's no holding on to grudges is a horrible thing to do. It's also anti-love. You can't have love with somebody who harbors resentment and holds and never forgives or forgets. It's an anti-love vice. You just can't have it. So if people want closeness, but you're holding on to things, it's like, you know, saying the light bulb is on, but it's off. You can't have them both. It's either on or it's off. Which one is it? So make a choice. You can't ride the fence on this. Anyway, so step three, get away, get calmer, detox those chemicals, and when you're calmer, let me ask you, how can you tell when you're calmer?
I'm smiling.
Okay. When you're back calmer, step four, now go out and communicate. Reconnect with the person and communicate. Because now a lot of times there's no issue. Oh, I was just upset at the time. It's nothing. Or you're going to communicate in a constructive front brain way, calmly, staying on the issue at hand and not going off into the past, bringing up toxic words, pointing fingers, giving them the evil eye, and so on. And step five, and you might want to have me back for this because this is a biggie, and my approach is the only one that shows what to do about this. What do you do? Step five, navigating through provocation. What do you do when the other party is insisting on getting into an argument? You ever been in that place, Joe, maybe with your partner or with somebody else where they're in an argumentative state? You can tell when they're in their crocodile brain, and you're trying to avoid an argument, and they're going out of their way to provoke it. So you're in a dilemma. They want to talk about it, but you know if you're going to talk about it, we're going to get into an argument. And if I don't talk about it, we're still going to get into an argument because they're going to follow me around and provoke and provoke and provoke until we argue about it anyway. So it appears I'm in a lose-lose situation. That's another problem with conventional approaches. They require the cooperation of both parties at all times. And as soon as one party stops cooperating, the system breaks down. Well, that's going to happen most of the time. Because somebody's going to go into crocodile brain and be uncooperative. So my step five shows you how to navigate your way through this minefield and get the other party out of their crocodile brain and into a cooperative place. Now, that's my approach is the only one that deals with that because I've had to reinvent the whole communication model. The whole thing is broken from the ground up. And, you know, as we pointed out before, not only is in effect, but it usually makes the problem much worse, even to the point of being unfixable when it did not have to be that way. That's the tragedy of it. Did not have to end that way. So people don't have to break up. The kids don't have to have separate households. People don't have to be financially bankrupt. They don't have to commit suicide or turn to drinking because we can't make it. We didn't make it. So a lot of those don't have to happen. And, you know, I see people in my office coming in all the time that are at that place and are using conventional approaches. And when they leave that first session, they're already on a road of turning it around. So this is a really easy thing to fix when you know what you're doing. Very easy.
Very interesting, Phil. Very, very interesting. We're going to have you back on the show. And we are unfortunately running out of time, but I'm intrigued because, as I mentioned, I thought that I could go from 0 to 100, from one personality to the next, as I make a joke of it, is because I'm born in June and I'm a Gemini and two personalities. But at the end of the joke, truth of the matter is people that are like that are not happy. And I would love to find out how to get past that. And it sounds like you say it's easy, but digging a hole is easy if you have the right tools. If you don't have the right tools, then it becomes complicated. So tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you could reach me at phil@letstalkmorelove.com, and we can go from there. I'd love to come out and speak. If you have any organizations, churches, women's groups, men's groups, whatever, I'd love to come out and show you how to apply this material. And let's start getting people doing better. There's enough hatred and conflict out there and despair. You know, I went into this 40 years ago to help people stop their conflict and restore hope. I finally figured out after 40 years, talking about a long learning curve, what to do. And I want to get it. I'm coming out of the closet, and I want to share it with everybody out there. Let's get these things on a better track.
Now, Phil, I'm going to ask you a question, and I hope I'm not off track here, but this is the way I am. I know you're from New York. I'm from Philadelphia. I know you have an Italian last name, just like myself. Probably raised in the Catholic Church. I was. Through that process, I learned all about guilt and different things. Do you think, and this is important to finger at our parents or anything like that at all. I mean, I believe our parents did the best they could with what they knew. And as we grow older, we're supposed to learn so we could teach our children and on and on and on. But do you think that that's how this started? Or is it a gene, or is it just something? Did you struggle with it? I mean, how do you think we come upon that? Is it just from what we're led to believe?
So I'm so sorry. How do we come upon what? Being prone
this
to conflict?
Type of thinking. Yeah. I mean, you know, where we allow our front brain to get fatty and our back brain to get muscular.
Well, you know, actually, it goes back to if you look at Scripture, it's right there in Genesis 3:15. It's called the fall, the original sin, because if you remember, back then, everything was in order. Right, the animals, the elements, and even us we have our intellect, we have our passions, and then we have our willpower, which is a blind faculty, and it goes whichever stronger, our logic or our passions, our feelings. So originally, our willpower was controlled by our reasoning. Well, after the fall, everything became disordered, including us. I mean, death entered into it, pregnancy and the pains of pregnancy and, you know, all of that. We became disordered, so now our intellect got dulled, our passions got stronger, and our willpower got weakened. And so it was only through my experience, it was only through my reading of the gospel, of the Bible, it was through God's, and so God gave us, we were more like animals originally, so God gave us the Ten Commandments originally to put some constraints and boundaries on it. Thou shalt not lie, steal, commit adultery. You know, no idolatries. And then when Christ came along, friendship was renewed. Grace, which is God's friendship, was renewed. And now it took it to another level. Instead of an eye for an eye, now it's forgive, love your neighbor. And through God's grace and our effort, we can then go back to our original form where intellect or willpower was in control by our intellect. And our passion, our appetites, stay under the domination or control of our intellect. So that's my version of it. I see it in scripture all over the place.
Yeah, I can testify to the fact that when I started trying to improve myself by reading different books, and then I found the Lord at a late age of 54, actually, I found out that everything that everyone was writing was directly out of the Bible. So there is nothing new. It's just been created a little bit, worded differently or used properly in different ways, but everything is right out of the Bible. And that's what I found interesting, is you can learn to love, you can learn the mercy and grace and all that if you stay tuned in to the Lord and follow or try to follow that process. But what you're talking about here, I've never heard it explained like this, and I think it's interesting. I'm going to have to reach out and invite you back, because unfortunately we're out of time, and I'm very much interested in learning more about this. So I want to thank you for your time today. I want to make sure that everyone, one more time, if you give them information on how to get a hold of you, to come out and speak in their area, or maybe they're in your area and they need to connect with you. So let everyone know how they can get in touch with you one more time, please.
Well, Phil, at letstalkmorelove.com. That'll do it. That'll send me up direct email. Or you can go on my website, Let's Talk More Love. Hit speaker, and I'll be speaking. I'll be right under there. Just click on that link, and they'll connect up with me. And I'm sorry about not having that webinar up. They made some changes to this site, and they're still in the process of fixing it up. So apparently that hasn't been connected yet. But I'll get that up
recorded,
next time we talk. Yeah.
Well, if
next
it's
time
a recorded
we talk,
webinar, yeah, if it's yes. recorded, just shoot me the link, and I'll push it out as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll do it.
My pleasure. And once again, thank you so much for spending time with us today and allowing us to know that there's other opportunities that we can take advantage of to help ourselves become better.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
My pleasure. So, folks, we're out of time. Actually, we went over the time. I was enjoying that with Phil DeLuca. And make sure to check him out. Okay, you can go to letstalkmorelove.com. You can connect with them there. You can find them. Just type in Less Talk, More Love into Google search bar, and he'll show up. I want to talk about a recap real quick of some of the things we just talked about. It says, Phil was saying about letting our front brain get, let's say, for lack of better words, fatty or lazy. And our back brain allows it to get stronger, which allows us to create more of the bad stuff that's coming out of our mouths. So at the end of the day, I know that people that aren't happy because of the way they receive things or perceive things, it all starts with us. We can make that choice to love or hate, to argue or not argue. I love what he said about when you get in that spot, just pack up your little brain and walk away until it calms down, and then come back. And that person might follow you around. They might call you on the phone. They might text you. They might just want to keep continuing. But you are in control of you. And if you need more help with that, make sure to reach out to Phil DeLuca. Now, folks, I mentioned in the beginning of the show that we had two guests, and unfortunately, our second guest wasn't available. But fortunately, we had to spend more time with Phil DeLuca, who is a licensed clinical social worker known as Dr. Un. So check them out, and we'll be back next week, same time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesday, on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you want to be a guest, we'd love to share what you're doing to help others or yourself. Just go to Tough Talk Christian Radio or Tough Talk Radio Network and click on the link for a show there that you might want to bring your message to. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm super, super excited that you took the time to listen to us today. So we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.